Hello, today is Friday, September 7th, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the August 2007 U.S. employment situation, which was quite out of the norm this month. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.6% in August. Although that unemployment rate was the result of unemployment declining by 24,000, the civilian labor force shrank more, by 340,000 to just under 153 million, with 316,000 fewer people working. About 79 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job loss of 4,000. The first time it's seen a loss in more than 4 years. The construction sector continued to show what we've been hearing about all along about the crumbling housing sector. Construction lost 22,000 jobs in August, with the residential specialty trade contractors subsector leading the rush to the unemployment line with a loss of 18,100 jobs last month. Manufacturing jobs continued to evaporate at an accelerated rate, with a loss of 46,000 jobs in August. The motor vehicle and parts subsector had 11,000 jobs take the exit ramp last month. Natural resources and mining continue to bring jobs out into the economy with a 4,000 job gain, which is consistent with recent trends in that sector. Unfortunately, the service providing sector couldn't turn the situation around with only a 60,000 job gain last month. The retail trade sector, with a total of 15.4 million jobs, added 12,500 jobs to its inventory in August. The wholesale trade sector continued to receive new workers, with 2,700 new jobs in August, albeit at a slower rate than previous months. Professional and business services was off the pace a little, with only a 6,000 job gain last month. One of the more notable subsector gains was in computer systems design and related services that computed 4,800 more jobs, while management and technical consulting services advised themselves to add 6,600 workers in August. Again last month, education and health services added several roomfuls of workers with 63,000 new jobs, but not where you may have expected. Educational services influx of 13,800 workers was more than overshadowed by the 49,100 new jobs in health care and social assistance. Consistent with recent trends, hospitals checked in 11,200 more jobs, and home health care services added 6,200 jobs in August. Leisure and hospitality continue to welcome new workers to the inn with 12,000 more jobs last month. And government jobs were down again last month with a total loss of 28,000 jobs at all levels. Local governments cut 24,000 jobs, state governments were down 2,000, and federal employers also sent 2,000 jobs home. For those of you in the staffing industry, we have bad news. Again. Temporary help services employment continued to shrink with a 13,200 job loss in August to settle at 2,569,600. That's seasonally adjusted. For August, temporary help employment was down 0.5% from the previous month and down 2.4% from August 2006. Temporary help services employment continued to lose incremental market share of overall jobs in July to 1.86%. The last time it was at that level, it was really cold. It was January 2005. This month's poor employment report caught many by surprise. Apparently, the weakness in the housing and credit markets, which the Fed said they were not seeing spread just the day before this employment report was released, has spread. Although there are some bright spots, such as in health services and some other service-producing sectors, such as retail trade and some subsectors in business and professional services, the employment layoffs in some financial services subsectors, such as mortgage companies, have yet to show up in the data. A couple of months ago, I said the employment situation was about to get very interesting. It has. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.